Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Kathiril Blad. Parasha Metzorah, one affected by Tzara'at, week 28, 6th Aliyah. When a woman has her regular flow of blood, the impurity of her monthly period will last 7 days, and anyone who touches her will be unclean till the evening. Leviticus 15, verse 19. How many days of abstinence must be kept for the monthly purification? According to the Torah, a woman is ritually impure for 7 days, counting from the first day of menstrual flow. The first day must be included as day one. A day ends and another starts after sunset, when 3 stars are seen in a clear sky. On the first night after 7 days, she is clean and she can come to her husband once again. My understanding is that the obligation of the mikveh, ritual bath, was added later in Jewish tradition. I'm convinced that the law of the 7 days also applies to the redeemed ones from among the nations and must be respected by all non-Jewish disciples of the Messiah. Jewish law is stricter than the Torah because rabbis have set a protective fence around 2 very similar commandments so that the people won't sin by mistake. That's why there's a synthesis between the regular week of the period, verse 19, and the abnormal flow outside of the regular period, verses 25 through 30. Therefore, Jews have to count more days each month. According to the Jewish law, the 7th day count starts after the day in which blood from the period stopped. After that whole white week, the couple is allowed and commanded to be together again after the woman has gone through the mikveh. It's a good rule not to touch one's wife during the days of her monthly purification. It produces a good result, both in character and the emotions. I recommend this practice to all. May the Eternal give each couple among us discipline and love to be able to live on a high level of sanctification for His glory and for family blessing. Shalom.